The Informed Traveler with Randy Sharman is brought to you by MyGroupTravel.ca. Got a group? Want to travel? Get a quote. Go to MyGroupTravel.ca. And to listen to the show online, go to TheInformedTraveler.ca.
Welcome again to the Informed Traveler Radio Show. I'm Randy Sharman. This part of the show was brought to you by Park2Go, Value Valet. No hassles, no delays. That's a promise. And it's been a while since we've talked about Las Vegas, so we thought we'd invite the Vegas guru himself. He's David Yeskel. His Twitter handle is at TheVegasGuru, and his website is thelasvegas.guru. And he joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Randy. Good to talk to you.
It's been a while since I've been to Las Vegas, but boy, my new favorite hockey team right now is the Las Vegas Golden Knights. It must be a lot of fun to be in Vegas these days with their hockey team doing so well.
It is crazy in Vegas. Everybody's a fan. The town's going wild over the team. Everybody's going wild except the local sports book makers, because they're poised to lose a lot of money as the team progresses through the playoffs.
They should have been believers.
They should have been believers, right? Right. But they were practical instead of believers.
Exactly. But we're not here to talk about hockey. We're talking Vegas in general. That's just one of the new things that's going on in Las Vegas. I'm sure there's lots more. Like I mentioned, it's been a while since I've been there, so I'm due, but give me some insight, get me caught up on some of the new things to see and do other than hockey in Las Vegas.
Sure. So I just spent a week in Vegas. That's more than most mortals can endure, but I had a lot to check out. I'm there every 2 or 3 months, but it's constantly changing, as you know. So I wanted to tell you, first of all, about what's going on at Caesar's Palace. So, you know, Caesar's is, of course, the most iconic resort on the mm-hmm. Vegas Strip. And, you know, even 50 years after it opened, it still has this cachet. It's Caesar's. Everybody wants to be at Caesar's. There's all this action at Caesar's. But it also has the widest array of accommodations of any resort on the Vegas Strip. So there are six distinct towers that you could stay in. Each has its own level of luxury, different refurbished at different dates. So I always like to see and talk about where the best values are at Caesars. Mm-hmm. And right now, so when people are looking and trying to book at Caesars, I think the two best value towers are the Julius and the Palace Tower. So the Julius Tower is kind of their entry-level tower. It was actually previously called the Roman Tower. It went through a complete refurb about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Very comfortable, nice rooms, a great value for a lead-in room at Caesars. But I actually think the best value now is in the Palace Tower. So Caesars just spent $100 million to refurb this tower alone, about 1,200 rooms. They spent a good chunk of that on the villas that are on the 29th floor, so mm-hmm. those are out of reach for most of us. But the standard rooms all got a complete makeover, and they're beautiful. They're, you know, twin vanity stone bathrooms, pillow top mattresses, new LED flat screens. Big, they're like 450, maybe 500 square feet. I've seen them as low midweek as $150 a night, which is a great value. And these are the newest rooms at Caesars, mm-hmm. and it's really approachable luxury at Caesar's Palace for that rate.
I think one of the fun things about Vegas is even if you don't stay at the hotels, you can walk through their lobbies and just get a feel of what it's all about to stay there, right?
Absolutely. So even if you're not staying at Caesars, you should walk through a lot of great things going on there. And there's a new restaurant there that I wanted to tell you about. Mm-hmm. So most people are aware of Giada De Laurentiis. She's a celebrity TV chef. She has her own restaurant across the street from Caesars at the Cromwell. It's a fine dining restaurant. But she just opened something called Pronto by Giada at Caesars. It's kind of like a fast grab-and-go casual restaurant. It's just some prepared items there, some cold salads. They make smoothies, gelato. Caesars hasn't had anything like this before. For people who don't want to sit down for a long restaurant meal, it's relatively inexpensive, it's quick, and it's Giada's great food. So I think it's a great new option for people at Caesars, even if you're just passing through. It's a quick way to get a great little hit from one of the TV celebrity chefs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, a lot of people like to go to the shows in Vegas. What's new for entertainment?
Yeah, so I saw a few new shows. The one I wanted to tell you most about is called WOW, World of Wonder. And it's at the Rio, which mm-hmm. is a little bit off the strip, as you know. So it's difficult to categorize, but it's this water-based musical variety show featuring these amazing and dangerous acrobatic and specialty acts. And it's all set amidst this 180-degree wraparound LED wall with 3D and holographic projections. So it's a little bit of everything. It's family-friendly. It's non-language dependent. The show played in Europe and in Israel, and it's mostly non-language dependent. It's just gorgeous to watch. Hmm. And there are a couple of dangerous acrobatic acts in it. One is this trio called the Skating Nisteroffs. They're three roller skaters doing stunts on this impossibly small stage. But in what I think is the most dangerous act I've ever seen in Vegas, there's this woman called Sylvia, who does this archery act with crossbows.
Oh my goodness.
And she shoots an apple off of the top of her own head with a crossbow. It's just the most amazing thing I've ever seen in Vegas. It's incredibly dangerous, which is what makes it exciting.
Uh-huh.
And I think the show's a great value. I've seen tickets starting at $49 at the Rio for WOW. I've even seen it on Groupon for a little bit less. So I think that's a must-see show right now for people, especially it's family-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas. And for those of you who haven't seen The Beatles Love, and that is Cirque du Soleil's ode to the Beatles at the Mirage, the show's been running about 11 years, but at its 10-year anniversary, they completely revamped the show. New music, new costumes, new sound system. They introduced all this new digital imagery to the show that wasn't available when it first launched.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a new show. And, you know, Cirque du Soleil shows are great. This was always a very good show. Now I think that it's one of the top three Cirque shows on the Vegas Strip. So that's The Beatles Love at the Mirage.
Good. Okay, so now you go to Vegas a lot, so you must have some inside tips and secrets that maybe for a first-timer might want to know.
Yeah, sure do. So I'm always looking for good values in Vegas. Sometimes you have to go a little bit off the strip to find those values.
Mm-hmm.
So I look for best buffet values, and there's a new buffet at the Orleans, which is a little bit, maybe about a mile off the strip on Tropicana. It's completely revamped from this old buffet they had. They shut it down. It's gorgeous. It's comfortable. The food's very good. And for lunch, with their Players Club card, it's $13.
Wow.
So I think it's a great value. They have a nice carvery. There's a good Asian station, a really robust dessert station. And for that, I think right now that's my favorite lunch buffet in Vegas for a great value at $13. And there's also a restaurant in Mandalay Bay I wanted to tell you about.
Yeah.
Doesn't get a lot of notice, but it should. It's called Libertine Social.
Uh-huh.
So this is a gastropub, but it's really elevated cuisine. The chef there, his name is Chef Jamal, is one of the most talented chefs in Vegas. And he's got all these small plates with global touches that are just incredible. His cooking is great. Most of the small plates are under $20. And people can go in and share a bunch of his dishes. He's got this starter that's his signature starter called the caviar fried egg.
Hmm.
It's just delicious. This crispy grilled octopus I had is great. And so, it's not one of the restaurants people talk about a lot in Vegas, but they should. And it's one of my best-kept secrets because I think the food's great, and it's also a great value. It's Libertine Social at Mandalay Bay.
So I didn't mean, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but one of my biggest pet peeves of Las Vegas is the resort fees. Are there any hotels in Las Vegas that don't charge a resort fee that you know of?
There really aren't. So pretty much everybody's charging a resort fee, and it's not only your pet peeve, it's almost everyone else's. They range between $30 and $40 a night, depending on the property. So what I tell people is when they're looking at hotel rates, the resort fees aren't advertised along with the rate. So when they're looking at hotel rates, always add $30 to $40 a night to get the true rate for the room.
Good idea.
It's just the way it is in Vegas now, but there is a great offer, another one of my best-kept secrets, at the Delano. So this is a hotel within hotel at Mandalay Bay.
Uh-huh.
Separate entrance, separate tower. All suites, really calm, serene, non-smoking and non-gaming. So it's really it's kind of a hideaway on the Vegas Strip. And right now, I've seen rates there right now starting at $120 a night, and that includes the resort fee. Plus, you get a $75 food and beverage credit. So if you get onto their website at Delano Vegas, you'll probably see that promotion. And that's, I think right now, that's an incredible value, and it's a really luxurious property.
Nice.
Kind of a secret hideaway on the Strip that most people don't know about.
Good advice. He is the Vegas Guru. You can follow him on Twitter at The Vegas Guru and his website, thelasvegas.guru. It's a mouthful, David. David Yeskel is the Vegas Guru. I thank you for your insight and your tips.
Thanks, Randy. Great talking to you as always.
The Informed Traveler with Randy Sharman is brought to you by MyGroupTravel.ca. Got a group? Want to travel? Get a quote. Go to MyGroupTravel.ca. And to listen to the show online, go to TheInformedTraveler.ca.